Welcome to It's a Cold Game Podcast. I'm your host, Scooby. This podcast is not for the weak. It is not for the weak. So enter at your own risk. I speak on every topic I can think of. Relationships, politics, real life events, urban news that's in the community, any and everything. So don't get offended by the things I say. And if you do get offended, oh well, you'll be all right. And if you're not all right, just text me, 925-497-1161. That's 925-497-1161. If you have a question, want to get on an episode, or want to argue, hit me up. See you inside. Deuce. Y'all don't think that's a little ridiculous to have on a red dress and you a heterosexual man? Like, to me, on the outside looking in, nigga, you couldn't wait to have that red dress on. Ooh, nigga, you couldn't wait till red dress day. Straight up. Niggas was out there with real dresses, skirts, all type of shit. Like, I just don't understand it. And I know some of you niggas with these red dresses out there, y'all got kids. I know y'all got kids. You can't tell me no niggas wasn't out there with no kids. Just as flamboyant than a motherfucker. Like, how would your son look at you and you got a red dress on? How would your daughter look at you and you a heterosexual man with a red dress on? I don't want to hear nobody in the comments saying, let people do what they gonna do, or people got their own choice, or you homophobic. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I am not. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about them gay niggas with no red dresses on, if you a straight or what. I don't care. But why do it if you a heterosexual man? Why do it? Why not have a red shirt on? Why not have no red pants on? Why not have no red shoes on? You don't have to wear no dress as a grown-ass straight man. You do not have to wear no dress. Welcome. So it's a Cold Game Podcast. We're back in this thing. This is episode 49. No mix up. It's episode 49. We almost to 50. We almost to 50 though, for real. That's a big accomplishment to me when I do hit 50. You know what I'm saying? That's a big accomplishment. I wasn't expecting to go this far. Let me stop. Nah. What's up with y'all, man? You know, this is episode 49. You know, my name's Scooby. This is a Cold Game Podcast. We back in this thing. We is back in here. Like I always say, if you finna jump off a bridge or do anything stupid, go talk to somebody. Talk to somebody. Talk to your mom, your dad, anybody. Shit, text my phone, 925-497-1161. I might not answer, but shit, text me. Text me if you got anything to say about the podcast. If you want to get on the episode, you want to go back and forth, want to argue, I ain't arguing with you. But to give me different topics, to let me know what I need to improve on. You know what I'm saying? Don't be shy. Do not be shy. That being said, so let's get into it. So, damn, it's always something with the black community. It's always something. Damn. Like, I seen on Instagram in New Orleans, it's called, what is that shit called? I got it right here. It's called the Red Dress Run. The Red Dress Run. So I'm scrolling, you know, I see a whole bunch of niggas in dresses. Hey, I can't make this shit up. I see a whole bunch of niggas in dresses. Like, I was like, what the hell is this? I'm like, I thought it was like a gay parade, like they be having in the city every year. You know, I stay in the Bay Area. So I thought it was one of them. I'm like, these niggas that came to New Orleans. But no. So the gay dress, I mean, I can look, I'm finna start. The red, so this is the, I looked it up. This is the overview of the Red Dress Run. The Red Dress Run is an annual charity event held in New Orleans where participants, regardless of gender, run or walk a 2-mile course in red dresses. The event is held by the New Orleans Hash House Harriers, raises money for local charities through registration fees and donations, all proceeds going to various charitable organizations in New Orleans. That's what it is, right? We're just going to do our research on it. So, charity event. The primary purpose of the Red Dress Run is to raise money for local charities in New Orleans. Okay, I get it. Okay. Red dresses. Participants, often numbering in the thousands, are encouraged to wear red dresses, creating a spectacle of red throughout the city. It's a 2-mile course. You're just running for 2 miles or you're walking for 2 miles. The event is a social gathering with live music, food, and drinks provided, often spilling into the French Quarter, whatever that is. The Red Dress Run is open to anyone 21 or older, locals and visitors alike. Historical roots. While the New Orleans event is a prominent example, the Red Dress Run concept has roots in other Hash House Harrier groups with the origins in San Diego. Okay. What is the meaning of the red dress? Okay, we said we did that. So, what is the story behind the red dresses? The Red Dress Day honors the memories of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls across Canada. Let me read it again. Red Dress Day honors the memories of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls across Canada. Jamie Black helped inspire the red dress movement, where red dresses are hung from windows and trees to represent the pain and loss felt by the loved ones and survivors. So, that's the backstory. That's the backstory. That's, okay. That's the backstory of the Red Dress Run. So it's to help people, it's to help charities and local foundations in New Orleans. But somebody got to talk about this shit. I haven't heard nobody talk about it. Like, I understand, like, y'all, I understand it's for a good cause, I guess. But having a red dress on as a straight male is crazy. Y'all don't think that's a little ridiculous to have on a red dress and you a heterosexual man? Like, to me, on the outside looking in, nigga, you couldn't wait to have that red dress on. Ooh, nigga, you couldn't wait till Red Dress Day. Straight up. Niggas was out there with real dresses, skirts, all type of shit. Like, I just don't understand it. And I know some of you niggas with these red dresses out there, y'all got kids. I know y'all got kids. You can't tell me no niggas wasn't out there with no kids. just as flamboyant than a motherfucker. Like, how would your son look at you and you got a red dress on? How would your daughter look at you and you a heterosexual man with a red dress on? I don't want to hear nobody in the comments saying, let people do what they gonna do, or people got their own choice, or you homophobic. No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, I am not. Nigga, I don't give a fuck about them gay niggas with no red dresses on, if you a straight or what. I don't care. But why do it if you a heterosexual man? Why do it? Why not have a red shirt on? Why not have no red pants on? Why not have no red shoes on? You don't have to wear no dress as a grown ass straight man. You do not have to wear no dress. Like, I'm all about the kids. I'm all about the kid. So how are you gonna have a red dress on, or any dress on at that, and you trying to raise a man, you trying to raise a boy into a man? How? It's like social engineering is so real, bruh. Like, it's probably been going on for years, like the red dress run. It's probably been going on for years. This is my first time ever, you know, hearing about it. Like, I guess they had it. I guess that was really in New Orleans. Like, let me stop saying like too. Like, I just don't understand it. This is probably the first time they promoted it like this, because now it's all on social media. It's everywhere now. I didn't hear about this shit 2 or 3 years ago, 4 or 5 years ago. I never heard about nothing like this. So why now all of a sudden y'all want to do it? It's because society, the news, the media, even though that's the same thing, I'm just saying, the news, the media, everybody wants everything to be gay. Ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it. Everybody, it seemed like all the social media, everything you see, they just glorifying being gay. They want you to be a homosexual. Like I said on one of these last episodes, Obama came out and said he think every man needs a gay best friend. He thinks every man needs a gay person in their life. As a heterosexual man, why make those comments? Why? That don't make sense. It don't. So what about the boys growing up watching your content, Obama? That's a heterosexual. Like, what if they grow up, see that, and then some things lead to another? Then they'd be like, Obama said it's good. I said, I don't mind being a homo. Like, Obama said it's good. What about that boy that don't have a dad, and he's looking up to you and think it's okay? Like, man, society is crazy. The world is really changing. It's crazy how we glorifying being, you know, you're going to be who you're going to be. If you gay, be gay. If you straight, be straight. But you don't have to push it on us. You do not have to push it on. Why in every scene in a movie, every scene in a TV show, everywhere, why do it gotta be a gay scene in every movie? Why do it gotta be a gay scene in every TV show? Why? How it's gonna be a gay nigga in power. How? Why? Man, if somebody got to feel what I'm saying, man, for real. Somebody got to feel what I'm saying. I don't want to, like, okay. I don't want to say that because that's going to make me a hypocrite. I ain't going to say that. But I don't care. I'm going to say it. Like, two women, okay. It's nice as long as they ain't no dykes. It's nice. But still, it's still homosexual. It don't have to be girls on girls in the movies. But it's really guys on guys, though. Like, okay, I got to stop using that word. I just don't get it. I don't. Like this new Marvel TV show with the black girl. Like, the dude in there gayer than the women. Like, why do we gotta put all this in a kid's superhero show? Why do we gotta put this in a kid's superhero show? I don't even wanna watch it. Like, I seen that first episode, I'm like, nope. Nope. And it's made by it's directed by what's the guy that made Black Panther? Ryan Coogler. He from the town. It's directed by him. I just don't understand it. I just don't. Like, damn. Society want everybody to think it's okay. Like, it's okay if that's your preference. But just don't, you don't gotta force this stuff on us. Like, you don't. But Red Dress Day is crazy. All I seen was a bunch of African Americans. All I seen is a bunch of niggas with dresses on. I think it was more niggas out there with dresses on than women. Honestly. And I don't know. I don't know. Like, y'all just couldn't wait to put on a dress on. Y'all couldn't wait to go put on a dress on. And then y'all out there taking pictures like it's just all good. Like, I understand it's for a good cause. That's cool. Y'all raising thousands and thousands and millions of dollars for the foundations and charities. That's cool. But you don't have to do that to raise no money. You don't have to put on a dress to raise no money. You don't. Man, let the women do that. Leave that to the women. Go put on some pants. Go put on some shorts or something. Men acting more feminine than women nowadays. Men is acting more feminine than women nowadays. It's crazy. The times we live in is crazy. Somebody got to feel me on this one. Man. Comment down in the comments, for real. Am I tripping? Am I tripping on this one or not? I don't think I am. I don't think I am. Let me know if I'm tripping or not. And it ain't even for it. I mean, it didn't even. I ain't gonna say Canada, but that's it. That's Canada. We in America. Well, it's Canada. I don't know. I seen this one lady. I don't know if it was real or fake, but she had a point. She seen her boyfriend or her baby daddy in a red dress, went to the red dress run. And she texted him like, I know that ain't you out there in a red dress. I know that ain't you. He was like, yeah, me and my homeboys did it. Yeah, that's me. She's like, don't bring your ass home. Stay. She said, this is what she said. She said, stay your gay ass out there. That's what she said. She said, stay your gay ass out there. And he was like, really? She was like, yeah. Like, ain't none of my partners gonna be like, hey, blood. Hey, blood, let's go to this red dress run. We all finna throw on dresses and run down the street to for some charity and some foundations. The money ain't even going to you. What charity? Ain't none of my niggas finna. Ain't nobody respecting that. I mean, I don't know who respecting that. Man, you gotta think of your kids. 10 years later, your son gonna see you in a red dress. He gonna be like, "Damn, Dad, why you had on this red dress?" Shit, we did it for charities and the foundation. And said, "What charities y'all do it for?" I don't know. So why you do it? Shit, everybody else was doing it. Stop, man. Stop being a follower. Be a leader. That's what's wrong with us now. That's what's wrong with the black community now. We got to stop being followers and be leaders. Stop being followers. Be a leader. For real. Stop being a follower. It's not a good look. It's not a good look. Be a leader. Be a leader. That's why I teach my son, be your own man. Like, that's how I am. If everybody going left, I'm going right. If everybody going right, I'm going left. For real. Everybody wearing this, I ain't wearing it. I'm not. All these celebrities wearing this, wearing the Rick Owens, them gay. Them shoes is gay. The only reason people wear this designer is because it costs a lot. I hear it on every rap song. Rick Owens then. Do you know what them people look like? Do you know how demonic them people is? Like, every designer, everything we got on is demonic. But damn, have you seen them people? Like I said, if everybody going right, I'm going left. I'm not doing everything everybody else doing. I'm not saying everything everybody else saying. Like, diabolical, when people start using that word in a sentence? When have people start using the word diabolical in a sentence until a couple months ago? Oh, that's diabolical. My son using diabolical. Nigga, spell it. Nigga, spell diabolical. Spell it, nigga. I'm just saying. Man, have your own mind. How five of you niggas in a red dress? And then none of you niggas be like, "Blood, this kind of gay, bro. We straight. We got kids. Why we just don't throw on a shirt or something? You know, why we just can't give them no money? Why we gotta be out here?" But I understand that if you gay, man, go have a good time. Go ahead. Show your ass, blood. Pause. Flag on the player. You know what I mean? Go out there and have a good time if you gay. But if you ain't gay, what the fuck? What you doing out there, bruh? Something gotta be wrong with you. Something gotta be wrong with you. Oh. Or it might be a person like this. Hey, it's finna be a bunch of bitches out there. Shit, let's go get on some hoes with these dresses on. Let's go get on these hoes. Bruh, why would a woman wanna fuck with somebody that look like her? Think about it. Why would a woman wanna fuck with somebody that look like her, that got the same red dress she got on? Nigga, you might be wearing it better than her. Nigga, you might be wearing the dress better than her. It's a cold game out here in these streets. You just gotta know how to play it. It's a cold game out here in these streets. Like my podcast, it's a cold game. how much money do you think y'all really raising? Like, how much money is y'all really raising for this charity? Is it really going to charity, or is it all, or is it all a facade? Me personally, I think everybody lying. I don't think nobody telling the truth. Nobody. So for them to say, oh, it's for charity, like Blue Cross, where is it, Blue Cross or Red Cross? That money ain't going to no surviving victims. Red Cross is a scam. Everybody know that. Everybody know that. So this could be the same thing. Man, we got to stop being followers and be leaders. For real. Like, I just think the world is coming to an end. It is. The world we live in is coming to an end. So we got to get right with Jesus. Got to get right with Jesus for real. Like, because all the things that's going on, all the things that's going on in the world, you just got to, it's just, you could just tell the world's coming to an end. So I got to get right with Jesus too. Like, for real. Like, I got to get right with him too, because this world is treacherous. For real. Look at the things we're experiencing. This world coming to an end for sure. But let's go to memes of the week. Money be buying my happiness. I don't know what the fuck people be talking about. That's true. Money be buying my happiness. I don't know what the fuck people be talking about. Life too short to be getting paid every 2 weeks. That's facts. That's facts. Life too short to be getting paid every 2 weeks. If you are having a bad day, just remember somebody you went to high school with, somebody you went to high school with, still trying to be a rapper. If you're having a bad day, just remember somebody you went to high school with, still trying to be a rapper. Like, comment, and subscribe. Like, comment, and subscribe. If you don't subscribe or if you don't like, I think you're a hater. So don't be that hater out there. Like, if you don't like what I'm saying, hit me. 925-497-1161. If you're going to get on an episode, want to talk, that's all you got to do is hit me. If I'm wrong, tell me why I'm wrong. You know what I'm saying? But like, comment, subscribe. My name is Scooby. It's a Cold Game Podcast. We out this thing. Deuce. All right, y'all. Y'all been listening to It's a Cold Game Podcast. We're coming to the end. So if you like what you heard, tell a friend and tell that friend to tell a friend about this podcast. If you want to argue, get on the episode, or want to give me topics or give me some advice, hit me up. 925-497-1161. Until next time, deuce.